Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. embarks on a critical examination of Dr. Anthony Fauci's career, spanning over 5 decades at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID. Kennedy presents a meticulously researched narrative, arguing that Fauci, in collaboration with big pharmaceutical companies and other powerful entities like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has wielded his influence in ways that have consistently prioritized corporate profits and control over global public health initiatives and democratic principles. This book, grounded in extensive research and interviews, offers a bold critique of the intersections between public health policy, economic interests, and political power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Fauci's tenure and influence. Throughout his long tenure as the director of NIAID, Anthony Fauci has been a central figure in global health policy, particularly in the response to infectious disease outbreaks such as HIV/AIDS, SARS, Ebola, and most recently, COVID-19. Kennedy scrutinizes Fauci's handling of these crises, raising questions about the balance between public health measures and the interests of pharmaceutical companies. The book suggests that Fauci's decisions often favored the development and mandate of lucrative treatments and vaccines, sometimes at the expense of promoting readily available, less profitable public health interventions or acknowledging their efficacy. Kennedy critiques how these practices have contributed to a monopolization of the public health sphere by a few large pharmaceutical companies, potentially stifling innovative treatments and alternative approaches. Secondly, the role of Big Pharma. Kennedy delves into the symbiotic relationship between Anthony Fauci's NIAID and major pharmaceutical companies, outlining how this partnership has influenced healthcare policies and research priorities. He argues that Fauci's position has allowed him to act as a gatekeeper, enabling pharmaceutical giants to dominate treatment protocols and vaccine development through significant funding and regulatory advantages. This relationship has, according to Kennedy, resulted in a public health paradigm that often prioritizes patentable pharmaceutical interventions over more holistic approaches to disease prevention and treatment. The narrative suggests that this focus on high-profit pharmaceutical solutions compromises the integrity of public health guidance and the broader goal of achieving accessible and equitable health care for all. Thirdly, impact on global health policy. Kennedy provides a critique of how Fauci's influence extends beyond the United States, affecting global health policy through his relationships with international organizations like the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Gates Foundation. The book explores Fauci's role in shaping global responses to infectious diseases, again highlighting a preference for pharmaceutical solutions. Kennedy argues that this has led to a form of health imperialism, where the priorities of wealthy nations and corporations dictate the terms of international health responses, often sidelining traditional and potentially more effective public health measures in favor of broad vaccine distribution strategies. This section raises concerns about the democratic processes within global health governance and the potential for conflicts of interest. Fourthly, critique of the Gates Foundation. A significant portion of the book is dedicated to analyzing the influence of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in global health and its close ties with Anthony Fauci. Kennedy critiques the foundation's approach to public health, which heavily favors large-scale vaccination programs and technological solutions to health problems. He argues that the foundation's considerable financial resources and its investments in pharmaceutical companies influence its advocacy for specific health policies, potentially skewing public health priorities towards those that serve its financial interests. This analysis raises crucial ethical questions about the role of private wealth in public health and the potential for such philanthropy to undermine global health equity and democracy. Lastly, democracy and public health. Finally, Kennedy emphasizes the broader implications of Fauci's approach to public health on democracy. He argues that the centralized control over public health policy and the confluence of government authority with corporate interests pose serious risks to democratic governance. According to Kennedy, the unchecked power wielded by figures like Fauci, in partnership with big pharma and philanthropic entities like the Gates Foundation, has led to significant public distrust in health authorities and skepticism towards science. The book advocates for a more transparent, democratic, and holistic approach to public health, that respects the dignity and rights of individuals while prioritizing the common good over corporate profits. In conclusion, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s The Real Anthony Fauci is a thought-provoking examination of power, profit, and public health that raises significant ethical and democratic concerns. It is a must-read for those interested in understanding the complex interplay between global health policy, corporate interests, and governance. The book provides a critical perspective that questions the status quo of the public health industry and invites readers to consider the implications of allowing economic interests to drive health policies. It is particularly relevant for healthcare professionals, policymakers, and anyone invested in the future of public health and democracy. By advocating for a paradigm shift towards more transparent, equitable, and democratic health practices, Kennedy's work challenges us to rethink how we approach global health crises and the preservation of public trust in science and medicine. If you would like to support Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.